Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Receiving and Ministering Healing. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Behold, what does that mean? Look, open your eyes, look at, take notice. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Is it for now? Is it for today? Oh, it is. I said it is. I'm so glad I believe it is, because I've been enjoying it for years now. I'm so glad I believe that prosperity is for everybody. I'm so glad I believe that the gifts of the Spirit are for today. Yes. Miracles are for now. Yes. Healing is for now. Yes. I believe it. Amen. You couldn't beat it out of me with a ball bat. I believe it. Amen. I'm convinced of it. Yes, sir. Amen? Amen? You know, I've had the privilege of being able to minister in this area for years. And that's all I did daily for years and years. And ministered in healing schools specifically, and healing rallies, and that kind of thing. I've seen healing after healing after healing after healing. And for somebody to tell me, well, that's not for today, that'd be like coming and telling a man that's in the pool doing a backstroke, saying, ain't no water in that pool. I'm wet. You understand? Amen. You can't tell me ain't no water in the pool. I'm wet. And a man with an argument and a theory is never going to overcome somebody with experience. No. So all things are possible with God, and all things are possible with him that believeth. Said out loud, now's the time. Today's the day of miracles, healings, signs, wonders, blessings. Today's the day. Now's the time. In Hebrews, he talks about a day. And you'll see as we read this, we're living in that day. Thank God. We're living in the fulfillment of Scripture. We're living in the end of time. Everything that's been prophesied that hasn't come to pass has got to come to pass. Quickly. I believe the Lord's winding this thing up. I don't know if that's a year or 10 or 100. I don't know. And the person that said they knew is wrong. Mm-mm. But I know this, beyond any question of a doubt, we're closer to it than anybody has ever been. Amen. Right? We are closer to the culmination and the fulfilling of all things than anybody has ever been. It's a fact. Everybody say this day. This day. He said, verse 7. Well, back up to verse 5. This whole passage is talking about the Sabbath or the rest. How many know the Sabbath day is the day of rest? Yeah. Right? Yeah. And how many understand that that was their whole big deal? This is the Sabbath day. This is the rest day. Can't get healed on the rest day. Because they were saying that's work. Now that's messed up thinking, isn't it? Let me tell you what's work is being sick. Yes. But no, you're doing work. You're doing work. And then you can't be of God because you're doing these works and getting people healed, and you're doing it on the Sabbath day. You're violating the Sabbath day. He said, well, what are you doing when you get your mule out of the ditch on the Sabbath day? They didn't have an answer for that. But listen to this. In this place again, the Lord said, if they shall enter into my rest. Seeing, therefore, it remains that some must enter therein, and they to whom it was first preached entered not in because of unbelief. Again, he limits to a certain day. Everybody say a day. A certain day, saying in David, today, after so long a time as it is said, today, if you will hear his voice and harden not your hearts. For if Jesus, or actually that's the word for Joshua, Yeshua, talking about Joshua, had given them rest, then would he not afterward have spoken of another day? There remains therefore a what? A rest to the people of God. For he that is entered into his rest, he has ceased from his own works as God did from his. Let us labor therefore to enter into the rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Verse 3, back up and read that. Verse 3, for we which have believed do enter into rest. Jesus' healing on the Sabbath day is prophetic. Amen? Healing on the day of rest. How many understand you and I are living in the day of rest? What do you mean? It's not the day of works. Is it? We're not saved by works, by any amount of works. What are we saved by? We're saved by faith. What is faith? We which do believe have entered into. Do you believe you're saved tonight?
Yes.
How many believe you're born again? You're saved. Your name's in the Lamb's Book of Life. Why do you believe that? You believe you're saved because you're such a nice person? Because you've done so many good things?
No.
Or are you not resting in the finished work of the Lord Jesus? Huh? You're not working to be saved. Resting in what He's done, how He's paid the price. If you're not resting in that, you're not saved. If you are saved, you are resting in that. Well, friend, that works in every other part of our salvation. If you can rest in the fact that He bore your sin, could you not rest that He took your infirmities and bore your sicknesses? Could you not rest that He bore the chastisement of your peace? Could you not rest that He became poor for you, that you might be made rich? If you can rest in it, then He can do it in your day. If you can rest in it, then you're in faith. It gives Him the legal right. Friends, this verse said, let us labor, verse 11, let us labor to enter into that rest. I know when I was in healing school years ago, I would preach one week on being in the rest. Next week I'd preach on fighting a good fight of faith. And it didn't take much of that until I'm thinking, now hold on. Am I resting or am I fighting? Which one am I doing? And I know the scriptures have to agree. So which one am I doing? And finally, I got my answer in that verse right there. Let us labor to what? Labor for what? To get into the... That's where the labor comes. Because you'll be tempted. Now, I'm not just wasting your time right now. Are you with me? This is vital information for people sitting right here, right now. What do I do, Brother Keith? What do I do? This is a terrible thing. This is an awful thing. I got this to do with. I got this. What do I do? You must get in faith. Amen. If you want God to do something for you, you got to get in faith. Give Him a legal right to do it. How will I know that I'm in faith? You begin to rest. I said you begin to rest. You're fighting the symptoms. You're not in faith. Fighting. And thoughts will come. And feelings will come. And you'll be tempted to stay up and pull your hair and pace the floor and go, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? Oh God, help me. Please help me. And you're working at it. Working at it. That means you're not in faith. You've got to cease from your labors. In the midst of a bad situation, you've got to cease from your intense efforts. And you've got to cast the care of that thing on the Lord. And you've got to believe He's heard you. And you've got to believe He's granted your request. You've got to believe He's bought it and paid for it and given it to you. And you've got to breathe a big sigh of relief and go, all right, it's going to be all right. God's heard me. He's granted my request. And I'm going to sit over here and rest. Now I'm telling you, the devil will come. He'll bring thoughts. He'll bring feelings. Go, oh, you got to do something. Get up from there. You can't just sit there. What are you going to do? Get up from there and do something. I am doing something about it. I'm resting. And if I can rest, He can work. Everybody say it out loud. If I can rest, He can work. But as long as you're a pushing and a plug, you know, prayer can be works. You can stay up night and day and scream and beg and cry and scream and beg and cry, and you'd be better off sleeping. Why? Because you're not in faith. Begging and pleading, working. Oh God, I'll do better. I'll work harder. It's not about you working harder. He's already done the work. He's already overcome the enemy. Amen? He didn't do it for himself. He didn't need it. His victory is our victory. Hallelujah. His triumph is our triumph. His healing is my healing. His prosperity is my prosperity. His freedom is my freedom. Can I rest in it? Can I rest in it? Oh, this is how we're going to receive tonight. We're going to cast the care of these bills over on Him. Amen? Now, when you really walk in faith, people will think something's wrong with you. They will. When you really walk in faith, they'll go look at them, smiling like they got good sense. Don't they know that they got all these problems? Look at them, laying over there sleeping. Don't they know that the creditors call 12 times a day? And look at them over there going, praise the Lord. You ain't got good sense. No, you're doing what the Bible said. And now, if you get in faith, you have placed it in His hands. You've admitted, I can't fix this, but I know somebody that can. And as long as I'm trying to fix it, He doesn't have it. As long as I've got it, He doesn't have it. As long as I'm holding on to it, He doesn't have it. But if I can cast the care of this thing over on Him and put it in His hands and say, okay, all right, you got it, and I know you can do something about it, so everything's going to be all right, I'm going to go ahead and relax. I'm going to go ahead and lean on the everlasting arms and go, hey, you got it. You got it. This was too big for me to handle. So, hey, you got it. I tried to figure it out and I couldn't. So here, you got it. I couldn't come up with the money. So I'm going to trust you. I know you can get the money. So here, you got it. And I'm going to rest. I'm going to rest. And you'll be tempted to get out of the rest. Devil will come and say, hey, what are you going to do? You better get up from there and do something. You say, I'm doing something. Shut up. Get out of here. I'm resting. Don't bother me. I'm resting. And you just go, thank you, Lord, for working this out. Thank you. And instead of begging and crying all night, you just lay down in peace and you go, Lord, I worship you. I praise you. I know every bill will be paid. I know you've never let me down and you never will. I'm trusting in you. I'm resting in you. And you just praise yourself to sleep. And you get up in the morning and you say, thank you, Lord. I know you worked on it all night for me. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, and I'm just going to rest in you today, and you're resting, and you've got peace, and you've got joy. That means you're in faith. That means God's got a legal right to do it for you. Can you say amen? Stand up on your feet, please.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled, The Man with Dropsy, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1003. That's R-1003. And the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evening at 7:30 and Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.